Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached a transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm excited she's here too, but we got a lot of work to do, so settle down. She is the CEO and the second generation CEO of Bottom Line Publications, a great American publishing success story. I'm looking at this most beautiful book, Super Brain Boosting Secrets, that they published. This thing's beautiful.
It's a great book.
Listen,
super
folks,
popular.
Hear that?
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
It's part of the end of your
Bottom Line Yearbook series, isn't it?
No, it's separate. We publish about 20 books a year. We have a brand new book on pain. This brain book is huge. We need to take care of our brains. Dementia is one of the scariest things for anybody.
Yep.
You know, you worry about cancer, you worry about heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Alzheimer's, dementia, right up there.
Absolutely. So, folks, that's just one of the examples of the beautiful. But don't forget, they've got their bi-monthly, twice-monthly bottom line personal that they published that you're going to want to know about. All right, so, Sarah, we got to talk about one of the things that was in your most recent piece is actually the upcoming bottom line personal are some things your boss wants an employee to tell them. And I'm going to start out by saying they want we all want our employees to say, I need to be more challenged, right?
Well, they do. I mean, bosses, honesty is the best policy in general with bosses. Right? We really do want people not to lie to us, to tell us the truth. And, of course, they never do because they're always afraid of posturing, et cetera. But, yes, the number one thing we want employees to do is to tell us they want to be challenged. We want them to push the envelope. We want them to ask for more, right? In a land where everybody wants to clock out at 5 o'clock and how little can they do, to have an employee that wants to move up the ladder is huge. Bosses totally want that.
Well, that's exactly right. And especially if it's a person that you think has the range. You know, I've had people come to me and say, I want more to do. And I'd say, you need to do your current job better before I give you more to do.
Well, that's true. And, you know, what I tell people, young people in particular who, you know, want to be promoted. And I always say, you didn't get out of college with a degree in vice president. You've got to learn the details, take your time. And the way that you get so successful at the top is to gather all those little details of experience is what helps you be skilled at the top.
Right. Exactly. Well said. So also, one of the things that your writer pointed out is how do you think things are going? What's the state of employee morale? Is that something that you want? Do you want your employees telling you those things?
I think this is one of the most important things for bosses to be aware of. And what that is that they have no idea what it's really like in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't pretend like they do. Because sitting in your little glass box, as I say, in your office, you do not know at all what's going on in the meetings without you. Because whenever you show up in the meeting, everyone's on their best behavior. So it's kind of like, you know, when you had kids and they were small and they'd pinch each other, and
mm-hmm.
then you turn around and say, who did that? And they'd say, she did, he did. That's what's going on, for good or for bad, around you in the office as well.
But you need that kind of report coming from somebody that you can really, really, really trust.
I think you need to have an open door policy in general.
Yeah.
Without, you know, everything with a grain of salt. But in general, you want to be accessible so that people feel comfortable sharing with you. There's a fine line between, I'll call it whining and, you know,
that's the part you don't like.
No, you can't have that. But constructive feedback to really let you know, especially your inner sanctum, your best, you know, your top leaders that you can trust to give you the honest feedback. I had something a couple years ago. I had a guy. He always gave me the right answers, And it was a reign of terror underneath him, and I had no idea. And I had a couple employees who took me out to dinner and read me the riot act on what I wasn't seeing. You don't, you think you're aware, you think you're connected, and you see them.
I've seen that
but
before.
But you don't. And it's so important for bosses, A, not to be so arrogant that they think they know it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And B, to be open and accessible. You want to know how morale is. You want to know if there are any major issues that are going on. Now, again, if somebody's going to come complain about an issue, it has to be documented. Don't just go, he was mean to me.
Right.
You have to have documentation because then, you know, when you have a labor issue or harassment issue, a hostile environment.
What we're saying
issue,
here, folks, is it's not easy being on top, being the boss. That's what you get paid the big bucks for. That's where the leadership comes in. You just got to practice. So that was very enlightening, Sarah. When we come back, folks, one of the great things about knowing Sarah is her blog. If you aren't reading her blog, you're missing some stuff. We're going to talk about a very important topic that she covered in her blog recently. It's all about leadership. After the break, 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.